Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I don't know if this is going to trigger people. I don't know how people are going to take this, but let me just say she wants to be anonymous and you'll understand why. Am I the jerk for not buying my rich in-laws gifts?
I want to hear more, but I got thoughts on it off rip, and I don't even need the context, but give it to me.
It's Serena. I changed her name because she obviously wants to remain anonymous, DZ. Here's what she said. She said, "Hi, Allie and DZ. Please keep me anonymous for obvious reasons. I would be so embarrassed if my in-laws heard this. But the truth is, I'm having a moral dilemma when it comes to buying Christmas presents for my in-laws. To put it frankly, they're rich, and we aren't. We have two little kids. We both work full time. We make it, but we don't have a lot of extra when all the bills are paid. And every year when I go shopping, I get a little annoyed that I'm even buying them anything. Mm-hmm. I expressed this to my husband, but he said, we have to buy them presents because who does that? It's the season of giving, but I can't stand how people feel forced to buy gifts for others no matter what. Seriously. Am I the jerk for not buying my rich in-laws gifts? Serena, I mean, this is such a great moral dilemma because I feel like a lot of people feel this, right?
100%. Yeah,
like my parents have way more.
Yeah, they got bread. They got money. Yeah. They got all the things they need and want for nothing.
Yeah,
they got it.
They have everything. What do you buy the people that have everything? And not only that, they go out and buy things for themselves when they want them. They don't even, you know what I mean? It's like, what do you even buy?
And then you go, you can even theorize, well, you can get them an excursion or do this. They're paying for whatever they want to do, whenever they want to do it. Right. If they're not doing it already, it's because they don't feel like it.
Right.
That's tough, though.
Can you really not? Well, can you show up at Christmas and with no gifts, though?
We used to all the time.
Really?
Yeah. Well, when we were in college, broke.
Great example. Listen,
later in life, when you guys actually need it, aka high school, and we're entering the stages now, high school, when you get older, when you need bail money, I mean pizza money, you know, you hit me up. I'm that uncle. I'm the one that's gonna hold you down when the time get tough, and the tough's gonna get timing, and I'm gonna be there with the perfect timing at that time.
Right.
But aside from that, we weren't the get presents kind of like aunts and uncles. You were aunt and uncle, I should say, me and Aaron.
Yeah.
So I get it. But then again,
Yeah.
You do get to a level where the family starts to recognize, and what I'm going to say might be misunderstood, but it isn't about the kids when you're buying somebody a present. My wife and I just had this conversation. We talked about, like, are we going to get each other presents?
Yeah.
I don't really want presents, you know. Mm-hmm. I'd rather make sure everybody's good, everybody's happy.
So you decided not to buy for each other, you and Aaron?
No. We decided that it's important to buy for each other because our kids are at a stage where, one of them, you know, Sammy, not Danny, our youngest doesn't care. He barely turned one.
He's not going to know what he gets.
But our three-year-old, our toddler, he's now cognizant not just about him getting presents, mm-hmm. but Danny getting presents, and now mom and dad getting presents, too. So if we're going to be really honest about it, Santa's presents are Santa's presents, but we want to be cognizant about making sure that he knows we still buy each other things because we love one another.
Right.
And if we're not doing that, he's going to go, wait, why aren't you guys buying each other stuff? I thought that was the weirdest thing that my parents really didn't buy each other presents, and my wife's parents didn't really buy each other presents growing up. We had that conversation and went, weird.
Yeah, I never thought about that. Melissa from Hubertus texted in and said, I've always told both of our families that Christmas is only about the kids and presents should only be given to them. Okay, fair, but the question is then, is Serena the jerk if she doesn't buy presents for her rich in-laws?
I think so.
You say yes.
It's not about the present. Yeah, about the present. It's about everything that encompasses it. It doesn't matter what you give them.
I actually read this and I went, I feel you. You're not the jerk. Like, I know I'm probably going to you-know-where for that one, but honestly, dude. No.
What? Dude, I agree. I know what you're saying. I get it.
The deep down in me, the real honest person's going, come on, this is ridiculous that you're buying rich people gifts that have everything. It's crazy. But it's about the heartfelt. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's see what everybody says next. How's that? 414-533-1037. You can see your text coming in, your calls, and you can also leave us a voice message on the Odyssey app. We'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I can't wait to see which one this one goes today, DZ, because am I the jerk today? From Serena, who wanted to be anonymous, so we gave her that name, wants to know if she's the jerk for not buying her rich in-laws gifts.
Oddly enough, bruh, I could see it going either way because I internally feel it both ways.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and honestly, I do too. Like, as I see both sides, and I also feel like, if somebody has everything and a ton of money and you don't, it just doesn't seem fair. But that's not what the season's about either. Now, is it?
Nope.
No.
Sure isn't.
It sure isn't. All right, let's...
Yeah, Scrooge.
Maybe. Call me what you want. But I'm going to start with Jamie in St. Francis this morning. Hi, Jamie. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, girl. Which way are you going? Is Serena the jerk for not buying her rich in-laws gifts?
Okay. I think, like you said, it's both ways. But then I think she's not the jerk because if you're rich, like my mother has everything, I ask her, like, what do you get a person who has everything?
Uh-huh.
Right.
So... I don't, honestly, my opinion, I don't think she's a jerk.
Not the jerk.
Okay.
Coming through for Allie today. What?
Okay. But now what are you saying? As long as you guys spend time together, is that enough? Right? Because getting them something doesn't make sense. I get that.
Right. So, no, what I would do is if my in-laws obviously were rich, which they're not.
We wish.
If they were, I mean, I would rather bake them some cookies, give them some chocolates, you know, something. I mean, at least I would give them something, but I don't think I would give them a gift if they're...
People probably hate her for having rich in-laws at this point.
Right. What are you complaining about?
Yeah, like, they probably buy you dinner every time you go out. They probably pay for everything. What's the problem? No, I'm kidding.
I'd be making sure I'm buying presents so that they buy me better presents.
That part. So true. No, but seriously, you guys, seriously, I can't believe it. She's saying not the jerk. Jamie is.
Justifiably so.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly don't think so. Like I said, I ask my mom every year, what do you want and what do you give a woman who has everything? So it's like if
your
you
heart.
Either give her, right.
Sorry, no, being corny, but seriously.
For real, though.
No, but really, I'm being corny, but I meant that.
She is.
Yeah.
No, it really is. She just is like, you know, I just want all my kids, you know, to do better, even though we're all grown adults.
Yeah.
It's just... That's just how it is.
Listen, it's not what should you do. It's are you the jerk? And you're saying Serena's not the jerk. Not the jerk. Yeah, all right. No. Thank you, Jamie. Have a great day.
You're welcome.
Bye. All right, are we gonna? I'll die if everybody goes not the jerk today. DC.
No.
I mean, even though I said not the jerk, I will be shocked. Next up, one of our regulars. She's been getting in a lot lately. I'm proud of her. Anna's in Milwaukee. Go, girl.
Anna's for sure. She's saying jerk. I know
Anna. Anna's sons. I've known her. Well, I've been on the air 100 years, so I remember when her kids were little, and now they're older. Are you the rich? Yep. Are you the rich parents now, Anna?
No.
Are your 20-year-old boys not wanting to buy you guys gifts? Or no? Is she the jerk if she doesn't buy the rich in-laws gifts?
She's got to say yes.
I'm gonna say yes, just because, you know, like DZ said, it's about the thought. It's not about the, you know, what you're getting them. I mean, even if you get something, you know, like a picture of the kids or a family picture to them, you know, it's just nice to them, so they know you're thinking about them instead of just not giving them anything just because they're rich. And also, like DZ said, you know, if you give them presents, they'll get you a better one.
We are so evil. And that's what makes us calculated, you guys, is that we're only doing it to get better presents. You guys are you're the jerks, man. I'm keeping
it real. It's the season of giving.
We are awful, okay? All of us. We're all going to timeout right now, but we have one more caller, so maybe not. Anna, thanks for calling. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
Seriously, it is cool, though, DZ. Not to get off track, but I've been on the air here so long. It's my 20th year that we have listeners that I remember when their kids were little, and they're still listening because they would come out and meet us, and now their kids are grown and they call in. I just love it, man.
It's amazing.
That gives me all the feels this time of year. Okay, yep. We have to get back to Am I the Jerk, though. Jennifer is in Brown Deer. Jennifer, congrats. You're the tiebreaker.
Ooh, the truth.
Now, I don't know which way you're going to go, but the question for Am I the Jerk is, am I the jerk for not buying my rich in-laws gifts?
Go. I am going with you, Allie, not the jerk.
No. Everybody's keeping it real today, aren't they?
For real, kept it a buck, baby.
You gotta keep it real during the holidays. You know, I agree that it's about showing love, but love does not have to come in like a huge monetary amount. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't. Mm-hmm. So I agree. Get like a nice family photo. I ask my parents every year, like, what do you guys need, wants? Because they don't need anything either. And they always say, just time. Let's do something together. So this year we went to Snow Globe out in Franklin. That was our Christmas together.
An experience.
They got to see the grandkids dancing.
Franklin Field where the milkmen play, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, that's
so
cool.
So do something together as a family. Make that suggestion. Like, you know, that's the most valuable thing. So
Okay. Well,
no monetary gifts.
People get lost in the monetary value. Yeah, y'all are not wrong.
It could be a craft my heart melts when
make them a gift.
Dude, Hudson brought home a pasta necklace a few years ago, and I cried. I mean, it's a pasta necklace. I don't even know where the thing is anymore, but I cried. That's all parents want is something heartfelt, you know.
And nowadays, grandparents, that's going to touch their hearts the most if they get something sweet from the grandkids.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. I know we're not looking for solutions, but have these kids make their grandparents a new snow globe or a new ornament or a new something every year with some homemade cookies. I bet you those grandparents are going to look at that ornament, whatever you give them, like it is the greatest, most expensive, most valuable, whatever in the world. Mm-hmm. And if they don't, then they're
Mom
the jerks.
And Dad, you're still going to get that good expensive gift from the rich grandparents because you're letting the kids make them something sweet.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right. Well, oh my gosh, whoever texted in said, remember the will. You don't want to get left out of the will.
Ding, 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 ding,
you guys are all going to you know where. Okay, bye, Jennifer. Thank you.
Love you guys.
Love
you back.
Bye.
You're the one that said, not the jerk. What are you talking about?
I know, but then when I saw that they were crazier than me, I went, oh, we are just awful, man. I didn't say remember the will. I just said, keep it real. That's a different thing, okay?
You're mad because we're playing the long game?
Yes, I am, actually. Let me see what else we got in these texts. Somebody said, Christmas presents are meant to give those less fortunate than yourself. Oh, that's a good point. And then somebody else said, my in-laws have a good amount of money, and we still buy them gifts. It's kind of messed up that people think because somebody has money, you shouldn't buy them things. They like things too, but more sentimental things. Okay. What kind of we hit
again,
that up a little?
Again, it's the monetary value, but you know what I think it is. You know, it's answered. It's done. Mm-hmm. It's it's when you know somebody's got money, you think, oh, well, I can't get them a cheap gift. They're going to think it's cheap. Mm-hmm. Or they're going to think, no, you know, they don't care. It's just the act of receiving and having somebody think, oh, I was thinking of you, and this made me want to give this to you. Boom, here you go. Whatever the value.
Absolutely. I will acknowledge some of the people that texted in jerk, though. Lily texted in and said, jerk. I'm sure she's expecting a gift from them at the end of the day. It's the thought that counts. So thank you guys for all your texts. Yeah.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Awkward.